You will, won't be in Acts chapter two, and start 42 down through 47. And it's speaking here about the church, the first church. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continually, daily, with one accord in the temple, and breaking the bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with the gladness and the singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And then over here in chapter 4 and verse 11 and 12 says, this is the stone which was set at naught of your builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is thou salvation in any other, for thou is none other name under heaven given among my men, whereby we must be saved. This being the first church, the Lord had put an obligation here on the first church. And the obligation was to go out and to teach God's word, bring people to Jesus. Because I feel like that we may be doing things backwards. That's me, and you may disagree with me. And if you do, that's fine. But I believe what we've been doing in the past, we've just been inviting people to church. And with that in mind, what we do, we leave out the most important thing and what they need to see in our lives. They need an individual where their life has changed. Then maybe they may knew our life before we got saved. Then after we got saved, they said, well, I wonder how long he's going to last. I wonder how long he's going to do this and how long he's going to do that. And first thing you know, when a controversy comes up or something like that and disagree with somebody, oh, they'll get out of church. Yeah, they will. But see, the church should not even be that type of church. It should not even be that type of church where people come in and there will be an argument that will come up And majority of time, the argument that people come up with is about the church. They want to complain all the time about the church. What can a preacher do different? What can he do? And everything. Oh, he didn't come visit me last month. He didn't call me this past week. I ain't found God's word that says that I have to call the people. I know what the word says. The word says that I must be faithful to Jesus and for what he wants me to do. And I'll hate them. It's awful hard. It is awful hard when you're a pastor. Because what you want to say, well, you want to satisfy all the people. You don't want nobody to get upset with you. I don't want nobody to get upset with me about what I preach and everything. Don't get upset with me. I'm just reading God's love letter to the church. And I'm also reading it to each individual that makes up the church. See, this first church right here is the first time that the Lord had been known. I believe that the first soul had received Jesus Christ within these verses in Acts chapter 4 and verses 32-37. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. That's the first opportunity that the Lord are giving the apostles, giving people the authority to go out and share God's word with his people. Oh, I know that we can go back to the Old Testament, we can go back to Daniel, we can go back to Ezekiel and Deuteronomy and all that, and we can see what God is doing. What God is doing, he's taking us, the first individual that was born again, he has brought that up to each one of us, that what we must do as individual, and by the Lord, and by the apostles, and all that believe were together, and all had things common, and sold their possession and good, and parted them to go to all men. Every man has need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from the house of the Lord. Says in verse 19, says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sin may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord. But here Peter, he went about telling people. He went about telling people about the cornerstone, that he is a cornerstone, and he was a cornerstone of no one else but Jesus. And he needs to refresh the people of God. The appeal here is national to the Jewish people as such, not individual as in Peter's first sermon. That those who were pricked in heart were people is addressed. And the promise to national repentance is national deliverance. Told the official answer was the imprisonment of the apostle and the habit to preach. So, fulfilling Peter here, we knew back over in the first part of Acts chapter 2, where Peter was going about doing God's work daily. And we need to realize that Peter, he not only done what the Lord asked him to do, and you go visit certain people, but he also fastens his eyes upon him with John. Said, look on us, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have given. But here right here is the first church. The first church tells us the way that we need to act. The first church also teaches us what we must do with our actions. The first church also teaches us what to pray for, what to pray about. Right now, I thank the Lord Jesus Christ is giving the church one more chance, and he's giving many people like me one more chance to accept the Lord as our personal Savior. Because you know, there has not been a time since until the Old Testament or over 2,000 years ago that the world itself had ever seen or ever went through what the world in the United States and what everybody went through this in the last 6 months. It wasn't just for the United States. It wasn't just because of Israel. It wasn't just because of Russia or any of them. It was worldwide. Worldwide. And that nut over there in China, he wanted to make sure they got every part of the country. Now, Donald Trump, the president, he said the last count he had was 184 or 186 countries where this virus has hit and has touched lives. And I tell you, unless people start coming back to God, I don't think we've been around much longer. God wants to save as many as he can that will listen to him. And with that in mind, he gave us the plainest that there is in Scripture about how we must be saved. Neither there is salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Our Father and our Lord Jesus, we come this morning, Father, just thanking you, Lord. Thanking you, Father, for the words that you give me. And Father, and I pray, Lord, that I have spoken the words, Father, that you have given me to speak to, that I can come by and I can tell the people. And with that in mind, I think the Lord is saying something to Faith Baptist Church. Not but eight of us here, eight of us here. But I think he's trying to tell us something that we ourselves can make a difference. We ourselves can make a difference right here. It may not be the small people, but you know something? Always going back to that verse or that song. Little is much when God is in it. Little is much when God is in it. And I honestly believe that God is in this church. My prayer is that you believe it also. And if you really, if you don't believe that he's in this church like he has been in the past, then the only thing I can say to individuals that you need to come and come to the altar. You need to come and bring your family to the altar. But if we don't care for our family and try to get them in church and try to get them saved, who else is going to care? Ain't nobody going to care for my family like I will. In the same way with God's families. We all have got family. And we have all got people that's lost. I know it's not an individual in him right now that does not know at least probably 5 people that is lost. If you don't know of 5 people that's lost, call me. I'll give you a few names where you can pray for. Help me pray for. And I thank y'all. Father, we do thank you for this message. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Father, I'm so thankful that I can share your word, Father. And Father, I pray that as long as I'm pastor here, that I can be a help to these people. And Father, these people ever need me, just ask them to give me a call. I may not be able to go exactly where I need to go, but I can go to the one that looks after all of us, and I can bring their name unto the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for these people. We thank you, Father, for the ones that weren't here, the Lord that would have been here, there hadn't been something else going on. And Father, we love you today with all our heart. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen.